We've launched a video version of our episodes. It's on YouTube, so go there, check it out. You want to watch a movie, but you're kind of like, nah, I don't know which movie, so I just watch IELTS Speaking for Success podcast video on YouTube. Yeah. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. The link is in the description. Like the video if you do like it. You can write a comment, a nice one.
Only nice comments, please.
See you there.
We'll see you there.
Hello, Sunshine. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We've started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar and super duper vocabulary for your high score, band 9 score.
Maria, you're looking very well.
Yep, I've been going to bed earlier as part of my new daily routine.
I see. Let's talk about daily routines.
So daily routine is a fresh IELTS Speaking Part 1 topic.
Have we not talked about something remarkably similar before?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, but it's again, it's this fresh IELTS Speaking Part 1 topic. Because IELTS people, they recycle topics. A daily routine used to be, I think, about a year ago, and it's a comeback, right? So now they can ask you questions about routine, daily routine, and also the questions are quite similar. So, yeah, here we go again. Let's talk about daily routine. What's your daily routine like?
Probably more regular in some ways and less so in others, I would say. I always get up and go to bed at roughly the same times, and I always do some exercise and make breakfast in similar ways. That being said, I do different things for work each day. Sometimes I write or teach classes, and other days I'll create things for social media.
Have you ever changed your routine?
Absolutely. When I changed my jobs, I started going to bed earlier and getting up earlier, and I added in visits to the gym in the last few years. The regularity gives some meaning and reliability to life, which is, well, it's usually at least a little bit chaotic, so the regularity is helpful.
What's your favorite time of the day?
The mornings. I always get so much done. I answer messages, work out, work on various projects. By the afternoon, I'm relatively spent, though I still get things done. I'm definitely a morning person in this respect.
And what do you usually do at this time of day in the morning?
In the mornings? Well, like I said, all the big things for the day, whether it's preparing materials or organizing things with students and colleagues, I always feel more of a sense of accomplishment at this time of day compared to the others.
How do you organize your study time?
Ah, okay. That's less regular and done on a more ad hoc basis. I wish I could do it more regularly, but I just do what I can when I can in that respect. It seems to work out well, or it seems to have worked out well so far.
Do you like to plan what you'll do every day?
Oh, I like planning it, though whether it turns out that way is another matter entirely. There is a sense of control and purpose when you put tasks in order and you feel more prepared for what's to come.
Dear listener, we have our premium episodes where Rory and I are discussing IELTS Speaking Part 2 and Part 3 questions. We take fresh IELTS questions and discuss grammar and vocabulary and give you the questions. In this week's premium episodes, Rory is talking about a happy event he organized, and in Speaking Part 3, we are discussing organizing things. In the description of this episode, you can find a link that will take you to a list of all the platforms where you can get our premium episodes. So go to the link, check it out, and choose a platform where you can listen to our premium episodes. Thank you, Rory, for your well-structured, routine-like answers. So there's nothing new, there's nothing special. It's kind of, you know, we are following the same routine. So, yeah, listener, how are you? Are you bored to death already by our routine? Oh, yeah, true. Like, we do have our podcast routine, don't we?
Yes. We set up the times. Vanya's 30 minutes late. And then we arrange another time. Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, hopefully our routine, well, is okay with you, dear listener. Especially our jokes. Yeah, so we are kind of adding hilarious jokes, unique jokes, which we never repeat. Anyway, routine. Are you a regular kind of guy?
I don't know. Probably not. I would strongly suggest that there's nothing regular about my life.
Really? I thought kind of you follow your routine, especially like your daily routine kind of.
I try to follow my routine, but like life happens. What is it? Is it John Lennon that said life is what happens when you're making other plans?
Right. True. That's a deep one. I love it. So life is what happens when you're making other plans or plans for the future. Thinking about the future, something like
that. So it's like, it's amazing. You might have your plan, but like that might not work.
Okay, right. So you kind of enjoy the routine, but then life happens. Okay. So we follow our daily routine. What are the collocations we have with routine?
Well, you could talk about routine, regularity, daily habits, daily chores, something that happens on a daily basis.
Yes, on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Also, you can change your routine. Routine or routines?
Well, both. I would talk about my daily routine, but there's nothing to stop you talking about daily routines because you don't just have... Well, you might just have one fixed thing, but it's unusual. You might do different things on different days.
Mm-hmm. And your routine could be regular or could be not so regular, for example.
It could be ad hoc.
Yes, what does it mean, this, like,
to be
it's
honest,
done?
I'm cheating a little bit. It's a Latin expression, but it just means, like, you put something together as you go. It's not something that's planned.
So if I say, like, it's done on an ad hoc basis, it's, like, it's spontaneous. It's kind of, I, like...
No, it's ad hoc is something that happens in reaction to something spontaneous, perhaps. So... For example, when I have my main things to do every day, but if I have any extra time, then I'll do my studying for university. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I've planned for that. That's just something that I've decided to do that's productive in the moment.
And the question was, like, how do you organize your study time that is less regular and done on a more ad hoc basis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, could you give us another example with this ad hoc in a sentence?
No.
Right, thank you, Rory, very much.
That's okay. No, hold on. Like, I don't know. You have discussions with people about something on an ad hoc basis. Ah, yes, yeah, there we go. I discuss things with my tutorial group on an ad hoc basis. So we have our group, we talk about things sometimes, but we only talk when it's necessary because we're usually busy with our own things.
Mm-hmm, cool. And also, when you talk about your routine, you can say some things are a bit chaotic, so it gets a bit chaotic. I have my routine, but it could be a bit chaotic. Yeah. And then you just talk about like these things, you know, like when you get up, you do exercise, you make breakfast. Oh, Rory, do you still have tuna for breakfast?
Yes.
Tuna?
Tuna.
Really? Ah, so you haven't changed this one, huh?
Well, I know, but I'm a bit annoyed, actually, because I can't find the same tuna salad that I used to get in Russia. Probably rightly so. I was just like, okay, so I'm going to have to change the diet a little bit. But it's not such a disaster.
Oh, okay. And then you go like, I'm definitely a morning person. So what's your favorite time of the day? Morning. I'm a morning person. Can you say I'm what?
I did wonder about that because you could say I'm a night owl, but then there's not really a bird for the morning, is there?
No. You can say I'm a... Wait, what do you call this bird? Not a lark, but...
Well, you could say I'm not a night owl. That would probably cover it.
Yeah, but in English, yeah, usually we say like I'm a morning person. All right, cool. And then I always get so much done. So I get a lot of things done in the morning. So get things done. Yeah. And then in the afternoon, you feel a bit like you get things done in the morning and then you kind of like, yeah, in the afternoon. So what happens to you?
I just lose energy.
you're super productive in the morning and then like,
well, yeah, but like, I think you'll find that most teachers are probably like that. No, like, so I'm spent, I think is what you mean to say. So actually, it's funny because you could use this to describe a lot of things. Like, if someone is spent, it just means that they have used their energy. So you could have a person who gets spent, or you could have, if you have a gun and you fire it, then the casings, the bullet casings, are called spent casings because they've used the bullets inside of them. You often hear about people talking about a spent force, which means the force has been used and now it's can't be used again, or it can't be used again soon. So this idea of being spent is a good idea. It's not just for money, it's for anything that's been used.
So I can say, okay, I'm a night owl, or I'm not a morning person, and I'm quite productive at night, but then I'm just spent in the morning. So spent is like you spend money, spent.
Yeah,
I'm spent. Spent.
I'm a spent.
So I'm spent in the morning, yeah? So I'm just like useless in the morning. I'm like this. Mm. Mm, and when do you get up now? When you are in Scotland? These
well,
days?
In the weekends. At the weekends. I wake up at like 8 or 9 o'clock. And then in the morning, I think.
Yeah.
But then in the week, I wake up at 5:30 in the morning.
And half I'll go past to bed 5. At, it's still 5:30. Oh,
it
boy.
Is still 5:30. Why should it be? Why should it change? I'm working.
I don't know, because it's crazy. It's 5:30. It's 5:30 in the morning. It's not even 6. It's 5:30.
But really, the most productive people wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So this is my compromise.
Right. It's horrid o'clock time. 5:30. It's still dark. Wow.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, okay, whatever.
Well, no, it yeah. was. I mean, in Scotland, it's getting lighter now. Spring is
good
coming.
For Scotland. Yeah, things are brightening up in Scotland. Hey, Scotland. And then Rory feels a sense of achievement, a sense of accomplishment. Surely, when he's all productive in the morning, he gets things done, he eats his tuna salad in the morning, tuna in the morning, fish in the morning.
Today it was scrambled eggs, but you get the idea.
Wait, what happened to tuna?
Well, it's the weekend. Everything is a bit more chilled out at the weekend. Oh, am I not allowed to enjoy my weekend?
Okay. No, it's fine. Oh, what about the pizza? Do you still have this huge pizza?
No, because pizza in Scotland isn't very nice.
Really? Oh. Come back to Russia.
I know. I'm coming back. I'm coming back in June. There's still flights. It's fine.
It's a comeback. When Rory left Russia, we had maybe like 15 or 20 goodbye parties. And then he was supposed to be gone, but then he didn't fly to Scotland for some reason. And then we had
What do you mean for some reason? It's because
party.
Russia has crazy visa regulations.
Yeah, he was supposed to leave, but he was still in Russia. It was crazy. And you stayed like for a week, yeah?
I did, and, yeah. It was great.
Can you imagine when Rory comes back, how many welcome, hello Rory parties are we going to have? Maybe 55.
Well, that's why I needed to come back for a month. So 2 weeks for welcome back parties and then 2 weeks for goodbye parties.
Yes, that's going to be a month. All right. So you can also use this construction. I wish I could do it more regularly. If you can pronounce this word, like regularly. It's lali.
Regularly.
Lali. Regularly. Yeah.
Lurly.
If you can't pronounce it, then you can say, I wish I could do it on a more regular basis. Yeah, which also be fine. But this nice phrase, I wish I could do it. Rory, is it the first conditional? Is it the third, the second? Or is it a conditional at all?
It's a great question. And only you know the answer to that. Because I don't know anything about conditionals.
So it's kind of like, I wish I could do something, but now I don't have it. So which is a nice structure. Let's call it a structure to use. So I wish I could get up earlier, or I wish I could get more done in the morning. So I wish I could enjoy my daily routine. And then about planning, you can say like, it turns out that, which is a phrasal verb.
And if you like phrasal verbs, you are going to love our phrasal verbs course, which you can check out at successwithielts.com/podcourses.
Yeah, phrasal verbs are cool. They're idiomatic. And it's nice to squeeze in one or two phrasal verbs, or actually one or three phrasal verbs, into your speaking. They're informal, fun, they're natural. So, yeah. Off you pop to our phrasal verb course. Yeah, and when you plan things, there is a sense of control. So when you do things, there's a sense of accomplishment. When you plan things, there's a sense of control and purpose. Yeah? When you put tasks in order. So you put them in order. Yeah.
That means you just organize them in some way.
When do you usually organize things for next week? On Friday or Sunday? On Friday?
Yeah.
And how do you do this? Do you use your phone, or do you still have this, holy notebook of yours where you write
everything? You can see it. It's my new one. I'm showing it to you on the camera. I have a new one.
Oh, cute. It's black. Yeah, Rory.
It's not. It's dark
notebook.
Blue. It just looks black because
dark blue?
The camera's not very great.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, Rory has his special notebook of life.
I do. It helps me organize everything. And I'm going to talk about it in one of the premium episodes.
Cool. Right. Thank you very much for listening. We are sending you lots of love, warm hugs, and kisses. Check out our premium. Check out our phrasal verbs course. One episode, you can just listen to it. So do check it out. The links are in the description. Mwah!
Bye.
Scotland!
Freedom.
Let's talk about daily routine. What's your daily routine like?
Probably more regular in some ways and less so in others, I would say. I always get up and go to bed at roughly the same times. And I always do some exercise and make breakfast in similar ways. That being said, I do different things for work each day. Sometimes I write or teach classes, and other days I'll create things for social media.
Have you ever changed your routine?
Absolutely. When I changed my jobs, I started going to bed earlier and getting up earlier, and I added in visits to the gym in the last few years. The regularity gives some meaning and reliability to life, which is, well, it's usually at least a little bit chaotic, so the regularity is helpful.
What's your favorite time of the day?
The mornings. I always get so much done. I answer messages, work out, work on various projects. By the afternoon, I'm relatively spent, though I still get things done. I'm definitely a morning person in this respect.
And what do you usually do at this time of day in the morning?
In the mornings? Well, like I said, all the big things for the day, whether it's preparing materials or organizing things with students and colleagues, I always feel more of a sense of accomplishment at this time of day compared to the others.
How do you organize your study time?
Ah, okay, that's less regular and done on a more ad hoc basis. I wish I could do it more regularly, but I just do what I can when I can in that respect. It seems to work out well, or it seems to have worked out well so far.
Do you like to plan what you'll do every day?
Oh, I like planning it, though whether it turns out that way is another matter entirely. There is a sense of control and purpose when you put tasks in order and you feel more prepared for what's to come.